To view the world we live in, save it for our children. View the world we live in, save it for our children. View the world we live in, save it for our children.
Dang. Awesome rendition, right? That song is just incredible. The lyrics are incredible, but it's so applicable to today. It's ridiculous. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. As stated, June went away with like a blink, as you can see. So I apologize for the late start and the show today, but you know, I have been moving for over a month and I've got technicians in here and it's just crazy. At least I got fiber in done correctly, and I pretty much set up my computer very quickly so that I can get on, because I just want you guys to have some situational awareness. Today has been a very interesting day in regards to work and news. And I wanted to cover that. But before I cover world news, which are important to know, I wanted to share with you the trend that I'm seeing. It started. Damn. You guys are trendsetters. That's what's up. Can you see what all their headlines here are? Time for the media to start doing their job. Media says violence, silence, coercion. New York Times should get a Pulitzer. It's all about calling out the fake news media. Seems like that's been a trend lately. To kind of call out the media, call out the clowns, call out the not for America type personas. You guys started that trend. Remember that. Now, here's where I wanted to just talk straight news today. Today, there's going to be, how do I say this? A lot of us don't seem to understand what's going on around the world. We're looking at our news and it's pretty much the same old, same old. We've got people being censored and banned, and I'm still working on that give, send, go thing only because Stripe has now banned me. I'm not allowed to take any Stripe payments, so I will be working with them this afternoon to figure out how that works. So I've been legit unpersoned, unlike many who complain about being unpersoned. They've been unpersoned on one platform, right? Two platforms, social media, but you haven't been unpersoned in life yet. Now that's the problem, being unpersoned in life. Being so unpersoned that, you know, the work that you've been doing for 15 years as a contractor is ceased. Same thing they did to Bergie. They vacated the position, got rid of you, and then they open it back up again. That's being unpersoned. Not being able to bank is being unpersoned. Not being able to use services is being unpersoned. The stuff that Laura Loomer went through is being unpersoned. Okay? The newest person to be unpersoned is Lauren Witzke. Wells Fargo actually canceled her bank account and left her stranded while she was out of state. Yes, she is the Republican candidate for Senate in Delaware in the 2020 elections. And Wells Fargo completely shut down her bank account. They took out all her money from the system, leaving her with no money whatsoever. And when she called to the bank, they were informed that action that they took to shut down her account was purely for a business decision. And that they have every God-given right to close down her account at any time. True story here. Back in, when was it? So PNC had actually done that to me. And they did it to me before all of this was a trend. And I did. So I told you that I mess with the image boards, right? I told you that I have certain things stored in certain places and do a few thingamajiggy bubs, right? Well, I had been paying for a server through PNC, And they one day decided they're closing my account and tough shit. And I was thinking, okay, not anyone's radar. It's, you know, 2016, 2015, 2016. I was unpersoned from the DC community and Virginia community for sure at that point because I couldn't call people that worked within the agency, the FBI, people that I had worked with for many, many years from a very young age. But I had undergone that where they just closed down the account because they feel like it. And you have to wonder, why would they just feel like it? And this is a person that ran for Senate, someone that you would consider sensitive that would be able to do something. So there she is, you know, in another state with no access to her money at all. Like, what do you do in that position? Obviously, she works, you know, with Milo Yiannopoulos on True News, does her thing, and she has a Christian broadcast network. And so she needs to be silenced. I'm just letting you know what our scope is. In our nation right now, there are a lot of things going, a lot of dirty things. But mostly everyone is concerned about the media, something we already talked about, something I already said, you know, stop asking who I'm talking about. I'm talking about each and every single one of you. There is not one of you out there. Well, actually, one, two, three. Okay, there's like four, okay, four of them that I could say are not, you know, assets, but three of those four toe the line on, I don't know if I want to say that because it's going to kill my relationship with XYZ. So really, there's only one aside from me that I can think of that is doing this because they want to do better. Now, this is quite fascinating that our domestic news is all about lies, propaganda, canceling people, throwing people in jail, recycling news, and then starting the backup narrative to what's coming about January 6th. Okay. Because when that comes out, it's going to be huge. You know, everyone's now talking about, oh my gosh, the FBI was totally involved. And oh my gosh, there's like a war in the intelligence community because the FBI was totally involved. And it's like, I know all of you are sitting there saying, well, that's so old news. Because Tori says it was actually publishing and telling us how they were actual federal agents before anyone came out. But look, here's the video. Yeah, we already knew that. We already knew. But everyone wants to make it news because, like I told you, they're not going to report the news when it's news, right? Because they need it to die down from when we put it out so that they can pick it up and make it look like it's news, okay? That's the thing. They want to make sure that nobody can say, oh, Tori, oh, Millie, oh, Tori, oh, Millie. They don't want to do that. They want to keep that distance. But I trust Ray. So, hey, you'll see how that comes out. Now, that's our local news. Our local news is pretty much telling people off, telling, you know, oh, everyone's talking about how scientists, you know, are talking with Google on, you know, human engineering. And it's like, I've been telling you about that for years. Tucker Tye's scientists advising Google COVID-19 to human engineering. Like I said, the virus was created for the vaccine. Like I said, it was a very good friend of mine that actually learned accidentally in a red cup in his garage, mass produce graphene. I also told you to stay away from the water. You can't fix it. You can't. So many are like UV lights, this, that, viruses. Come on, man. Come on. You think it's a virus that the problem, where the problem is? You think it's the virus that's going to cause you harm? No, you got to think better than that. You got to think bigger than that. We talked about the water, okay? We talked about the water, and I told you it's not about water, and it doesn't mean dams and this, and I'm Jesus. See, this is the red string group, okay? Listen, yes, water is going to be the new gold, and I've told you that. I have said that many times, and this is why there's one piece of land my grandpa had left me that I have in the family pool. I don't own it directly, right? That I can't build on. I can't, because it's in a water zone. That means I could dig a hole and I have natural spring water under it. That is gold now. Why? Remember when I was in DC and I was like, oh, they have a shortage of bottled water. Why? Pay attention to the bottled water they drink at the Senate in Congress. They change it between Poland Spring and Fiji water. You need to be looking at those things. I've said, you know, just drink bottled water. Everyone thinks I'm just bougie. And it's like, no, I don't want to have to pay $3 for water, right? When I'm out somewhere, I can have tap water, right? I could. But the reason is not because of the virus. There are other biological or non-biological, but biological interfacing ingredients that are being added to your water for a very long time that cannot bind with you unless you have specific proteins. Now, the water, the food, all tainted. I don't care how much you filter your water out. Remember, nanomaterials are nanomaterials, and they're benign, and they move. Nano, 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 nanotech. So the only thing you can do is pray. Right? This isn't something that you can fix. It's already inside of you, may not work. I've told you about the experiment with Starbucks with that kind of technology that they do in many restaurants, many places. So I said, test your bottled water too, so you can figure out which one. If lawsuits start flying on the water, water people will stop doing what they're doing. So not set on water, right? In other news locally, what else do we have aside from people complaining about the border, about people not being done, the investigative journalists, you know, making waves with people that are fed up with their local channels allegedly and coming out and saying all these things. Deaths from the COVID shot. We're recycling the same thing over and over again. Yet around the world, things are really happening. So did you, obviously you probably don't, but Kim Jong-un rejected to meet with the selected administration anywhere, anytime, said no. That is a very big deal. I am not talking to you, says Kim Jong-un. I am not talking to you. Interesting. This should tell you everything, especially with England violating of the Russians. There were actually warning fire shots against a British destroyer that breached Russia's border. I hope people are paying attention to what is happening. North Korea has refused and rejected the selected administration. A British destroyer has violated borders with their ship and got warning shots. These are big deal. This is a big deal. It's a very big deal. So here we have North Korea. No, thank you. Russia, fire warning shots, right? Do you know how much more is happening out there? Let's talk about what Russia and Turkey have been up to too, or how they're dealing with the coronavirus. See, this is a big deal. The British violated their water space. Belarus called the German foreign minister, you know, a Nazi successor, right? Things are really hitting up. Really, really bad. Russia is seeing cases increase with COVID. And apparently, you know, the soccer games of 2020, the remaining games of 2020 could be tossed out. It is a very big deal. Russia is on the fritz with the European Union. So on the day England decides to violate their territory, they also strike up a deal to give warships and build new naval bases for England in the Ukraine. And NATO's like, yeah, let's like do some war games on the Black Sea with Ukraine. You know what those are. We all know those exercises and how they become. So that's happening. right now. The EU is also demanding that Putin step down and that they need a regime change, right? Period. They're trying to isolate Russia. The Russians have been infiltrated with foreign propaganda to almost 61% of their population in Russia supports a mandatory vaccine. That's a really big deal. And the WHO is telling the world that the facility that produced the Russian COVID-19 vaccine is considered safe and effective. The WHO said it. So the WHO is siding with them on that end. Again, what you need to think about is what is happening around the world. This new variant, just like I told you, it was going to come in the summer. I mean, you got to lock them all down, and it's got to be all, you know, climate lockdown related, everything, right? This is just crazy. You know, now there's like a Delta variant. Everyone's really scared. It's like Delta. What happened to Beta and Gamma? We just skipped over that shit. We're just going to call it Delta. So now, you know, you have nations that are tightening, you know, the leash on their citizens, telling them, you know, even though there's no COVID case, you all have to be locked down. I think that whatever who runs New Zealand is doing that, right? That's crazy. It's a lot deadlier than the initial. Yeah, because you're vaccinated. That's why. That is a really big deal. And just so you know, while all that crap is happening in the EU, while all that crap is happening across the world in respects to Europe, the British crown, you know, provoking Russia, right? Australia, New Zealand trying to lock people up, right? Now we have the United States of America supposedly hijacking, listen to this, all of Iran's websites. So what in what world do you go to someone who is considered an enemy and take over the Iranian news sites? Like, why would you do that? Why would we be buying news agencies that are associated with the Iranian government? I kid you not, that actually happened. And now we have the Iranians, you know, complaining. The Iranian regime, the dictatorship, is saying that we are stifling free speech because we took over Iranian websites. No joke. The foreign ministry spokesman actually said today that Tehran deplores U.S. efforts to undermine free speech and silence the voice of Iran's independent media. Rejecting this illegal and bullying action, the Islamic Republic of Iran will pursue to issue through legal channels. Apparently, the Biden administration was following the same path President Trump did, who, you know, had crazy sanctions on them, supposedly, right? But what happened now was is that the U.S. government has seized websites of Iran's press TV and other media outlets. There is clearly a, you know, a... when you go to their page, it says, hold on, it says this domain, Pressly.com, has been seized by the United States government in accordance to seizure warrant issued pursuant to 18 U.S.C. 981 and 50 U.S.C. 1701, 1705 as part of law enforcement action by the Bureau of Industry and Security Office of Export Enforcement and Federal Bureau of Investigation. So the Department of Commerce and the FBI have now seized PressTV.com because they can. So now we have now seized PressTV.com because we can. So the question we should all ask ourselves is, if we've seized this website, why has it been seized? Has Press TV got any cookies or leftover shit showing where all this money to the fund of Mellar Bank? Bank of Menat, right? Isn't that the bank that you bought a bank with? Barack Hussein Obama? Hillary Clinton? That's the question you should ask yourself. The FBI just seized, okay, just seized a website. That's a big deal. That is a very big deal. Okay? When you go to PressTV.com and you see that it's been seized by the United States when it's an Iranian-owned, Iranian government website. Oh, but we shouldn't talk about that. No one is going to tell you about that. Like I said, I trust Ray. So then you would say, wait a minute, it's PressTV.com. The FBI has seized it in Iran. What is the business of the Department of Commerce on there? Why would the Department of Commerce be on there? Any ideas? I'll let that percolate for a bit. I'll let that percolate for just a little bit. Why would that be there? So apparently, just so you know, the United States, well, the DOJ said that components of the government of Iran are disguised as news organizations or media outlets targeted the United States with disinformation campaigns and malign influence operations. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just think about this for a second. So the DOJ comes out and justifies the seizure of the website because they say that Iran is behind that website, which we all know. I mean, it's totally freaking apparent anyway by their filings. So they've decided now, out of all times, right, as they're negotiating in Vienna to get the U.S. to work with the, to get back into that shitty Iran deal that was nothing but a money laundering scheme in that blind spot called Bank of Milat. But why would the DOJ say something like, oh, well, I'm seizing your website because the government's behind it? Well, shouldn't every country say the same thing, but say that it's linked to the Democrats when we're talking CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC. I can name all of them. Voice of America, NPR. That's all propaganda. So you got a problem with other people doing what you're doing in your country while you're doing it in every single fucking country on the planet? Doesn't sound really kosher. Because if that's the case, we would have taken down Univision. We would have taken down a lot. So it doesn't sound really kosher, does it, guys? It sounds pretty... pretty sketchy to me. Sounds pretty sketchy to me. Sounds sketchy to me. So it sounds like an excuse that it's like, yeah, I don't know if I believe that excuse. That doesn't sound too kosher. I think that it's not very kosher, and I think else is happening because we have the Department of Commerce there too. Because it's like, wait. So Press TV, check this out. Press TV, according to the DOJ, is linked to the Iranian government. Therefore, we must seize the website. But Al Jazeera, which is linked to the Qatari, right, government, that even does the AJ Plus and all these sexy videos and pushes their propaganda, we're going to leave that site alone because it had Ashton Kutcher's face at one point on there, right? Where's the logic in that? I want you guys to think about that. How is that even possible? Ah, because maybe something else is going on, right, guys? Exactly. That's exactly it. So while that is going on, we're seizing websites in other countries. This new strain, not beta or gamma, we skip those two letters. We're going straight to Delta. This new Delta strain is affecting all the vaccinated people. And now they're even more scared, so they'll probably triple mask. Oh, shoot. Fun story. I just wanted to say. So on my flight back home the other day, there was a lady that boarded the plane. She had a legit respirator It was like plastic and it had like a, you know, Darth Vader type thing on it. But on top of it, she had put like this cloth mask to mask it. She looked nuts. So anyway, she was walking by, you know, I was just like, what is that? Her mask flips off. Dude, she looked like she was like wearing a cyborg mouthpiece. I kid you not. These people are terrified. They do not trust their bodies. They're probably in a very disadvantaged position, having gotten every single flu vaccine in their life, which makes them more prone to these biological weapons that have higher efficacy to already violated defense mechanisms of your body. So now we've got Delta strain coming strong. Remember, we skipped Beta and Gamma, went straight to Delta. It attacks those that are, you know, vaccinated. We've got the United Kingdom, a lot of things. We've got them violating airspace, building new bases in Ukraine, selling warships to Ukraine. Oh, and having a notice. The UK gave notice to anyone who is an EU citizen that's living in the United Kingdom, has been giving a 28-day warning before they kick them out to apply for the right to remain in England. So if you are an EU citizen and you are hanging out in England and working in England so freely under this EU thing, the Crown has just said, yo, you got 28 days, clocks are ticking. If you don't apply to remain, we're kicking you out, which means they're going to document you. They're going to know where you are, right? Because now the information. And then they're going to decide if you stay or not. So even if you apply, doesn't mean you get to stay. You're just applying to stay. Just saying. So they're doing that too. Oh, and another thing I just wanted to say. George Floyd inspired inclusive lingerie. I kid you not. Apparently in England, they have George Floyd inspired underwear. And this is the craziest thing ever. Imagine being a rapist, a convict, and a killer that swallows a shit ton of drugs, that gets put in a really ugly predicament and dies. And now you're not only sainted and have, you know, four funerals, but Minister of England is making George Floyd inspired freaking underwear. I kid you not. Will it be a chastity? Will it block him from gang raping you? Because that's the type of stuff he used to do. Is it anti-gang rape or what? That's what you have to think about. Like, how is it that, you know, this is actually happening in today's society? Now, on that note, I need to take a quick break. I'll see you guys in just a bit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Stone
actually Imagine Dragons covering you too. Yeah, someone knows me way too well. I still have like technicians in my apartment doing things like electronic things. And so while I'm on air, boom, they just appear and it's like, yo, no, you didn't just come in here, did you? So someone read that really well. So anyway, we talked about crazy England so far, right? Let me get back on track because I need you guys to understand these things. We talked about crazy England, violating Russian waters, building new bases in Ukraine, arms deal with Ukraine, right? Now Marks and Spencer's is going to be putting on George Floyd-inspired underwear for sale, right? This is just crazy, insane stuff you've never heard of. I just can't believe it. In the United Kingdom, people have just succumbed to all of it. All of it. They just decided that, you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to get this vaccine because that's all I can do. And this is happening right now. On another thing, we've got, you know, guys, you know, we talk about Pelosi looking crazy. Let me show you someone who looks super crazy. Give me a second. Let me see if I can get this up. No, where is it? Hold on. Oh my gosh. Where is it? Damn. No, it was taken down. Damn it. It was taken down. It was a picture. So you know how we have stars that tell us about white privilege and how COVID is going to kill everyone and how everyone's going to die, right? Well, Madonna came out, damn it, it's down, where she's like, oh no, now we're all merely mortal. Those of us that don't, you know, white privilege, because it's only harming those that are impoverished. And I really wanted to show it to you because why did I want to show it to you? Because she was, there was an ad on there that was before that, that I needed you to see, that there was going to be a bra that doubles as a bulletproof vest, hence inspired by George Floyd, going on the George Floyd thing. Guys, these are the things that are happening outside of our borders. It sounds like it's crazy, but it's actually true. You think of it and you're just like, yeah, nope, that's bullshit. There's no way any regular person would just seriously consider any of what you're telling us true. And yes, it is. It's 100% true. This white privilege is a big thing unless you're in government, unless, you know, you're liked by many, and unless, you know, you've got kinks. Speaking of kinks, that's what I wanted you to see. Hold on a second. Let's pull this up. I know I saved it. So you guys know that I watch a lot of clips from a lot of people, and I don't hide that. Remember when we were video of the new video Snowflakes by Tom McDonald, and I was so excited to see that Blair White was in it, and it's because I freaking adore her for being herself. But more so, it's like, this is it. I'm going to play this for you. I think I could share the screen here. Give me a second. I'm going to try to find the right spot, though, because you don't need anything. So she said something that's so true. You know, there's like on TikTok, this wave of apologetics for being white. I'm so sorry I'm white. I'm so sorry I'm white. It's like, I'm so bad. Like moms being all freaked out that their kid's going to be racist because it's white, you know, stuff like that. So I wanted you guys to listen to this. Hold on a second. Let's see. Hold on.
She understood that. So I'm actually not mad at any of the virtues taught in those books. Like, I don't see them as toxic. Although the raising your child to be a feminist thing is a bit extra for me. I mean, like, raising your child to have a political predisposition religion. I prefer just being think whatever you want. That's how I was raised, at least. Like, my mom has wildly different views than me, but it's because she didn't raise me to believe everything she believed. She understood that I was going to be my own person. And I find that that's so important. So my gripe isn't the virtues in the books. It's the fact that she's putting her baby's face out saying that because he's white, he's going to be awful if I don't teach him consent, as if like people are more or less understanding of consent based on skin color. Like, what?
I am the oppressor. I am racist. Oh my God, he just said he's racist. It shouldn't be this hard, you guys. If you live in America, went to school, participate in the socioeconomic structures, participate in any sort of system, education, business, entertainment, what have you, are white, you are indoctrinated, you are oppressive, and yes, you are racist. It is.
Okay, I can get with the idea that growing up in a multicultural country like the States, that you grow up and inherently, I think that everyone has some level of like bias about groups. Like everyone does in every direction, and you can't really deny that. But to me, it's just so crazy how like he's projecting feelings. Like, I'm sorry that you feel like you're racist and you feel as though your race is superior person's race, but you're somehow trying to counteract it by like expressing this like guilt or virtue about it. But like, not everyone is racist, honey. It doesn't matter what the race color is. Like, not all white people believe that they're superior to people of color. Someone help him. He literally needs a Zanny bad. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you the reason why I'm actually banned from TikTok, since we're reacting to TikToks. I'm going to show you guys the TikTok that I got banned for, and you tell me in the comments if you think that was ban worthy. So super straight is apparently a thing. And I have to say, as a trans person, if I am not your preference, I am A-OK with that. And any trans who's not okay with that, something's wrong with them. They're creepy. However, I find it so funny that the people who are the most offended by super straight are the same people who invent new sexualities once a week like it's a merch drop. Like, at this point, there are hundreds of sexualities online that are less valid than a straight person who doesn't have attraction to trans people. Chill out. I did an entire video on my YouTube channel about this. Click the link in my bio. I literally got banned for being a trans woman with an opinion on trans dating. So young girls dancing in bikinis to the audiences of hundreds of thousands of grown men is like not a problem. But like, me having that very benign, non-offensive at all opinion is a problem. Okay. TikTok.
Black women are the reason that Donald Trump is no longer going to be our president.
All hail black women.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think the worst is when these people like put this on their kids. You know what that video reminds me of? It literally, do you guys remember Gazi Kozo? Gazi Kozo is this YouTuber who I tried to debate like years ago, and he had like this pack of like white people that followed him around, and he would like make them pay him.
Just like dogs, they need training. I'm going to show you.
Okay, this video is... So this is America right now. This is what dominates us. This guy, I totally love him. My daughter put me onto him because he's hilarious. Now, for those of you that don't know who Blair White is, and you're listening to her being on the podcast and not watching it, Blair White is a trans woman, meaning she still has her male parts, but identifies, wants to be a woman, but doesn't want to do the whole penis surgery. She actually has a video about it, and she talks about it. She just, you know, wants to be a woman, and that's great. Whatever you want to do, do. You do you, boo-boo, as they say, and affect me, right? And I like the commentary. This is why I was so excited when I saw her in Donald's video, right? Tom McDonald's video is where, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, Blair White was in it. Okay. Check this segment out. Like, this is real stuff. There are people that do this. Look.
These well-trained male Saxons, toilet seat complexion individuals, okay? Disciples of white Jesus, okay? So let's talk to them real quick and let's see what they have to say. What your name is?
Jackson.
Uhuru Jackson, you owe me reparations.
I do.
What your name is?
Prince.
Uhuru Prince.
Uhuru.
Now, why you owe me reparations?
Because as a white person, I sit on the pedestal.
What your name is?
Jesse.
Jesse, you owe me reparations.
Correct.
And I want it. When do I want it?
Now.
When do I want it?
Now.
Now you gotta hurry up because you gotta get out the sun, girl. You ain't got no sunscreen, girl. We gotta save your skin. Hurry up, girl. Hurry up.
Okay.
You know the sun don't like you, girl. Come on now.
Okay. Everyone.
Guys, the people that you were seeing and listening to are actually members of society. I don't know. We did away with sanitariums. That's where these people belong. There's like this reality construct that they built in their head. Earlier in that video, she shows a mom who just had a baby and she's like, this is my baby boy, Bennett. He's white. So he's going to be racist and I have to train him not to be racist. And I was just serious right now. Are we serious? Let's do statistics. Okay. 20% of the global population is Asian, right? That's Orient, right? Meaning the double hooded eye, meaning China. They have 20% of the global population, right? Okay. Then we have more than 50% that make up brown and black. And then the minority of that are the white people. So I don't seem to understand how they're oppressive. Oh, let me guess, because they all have big corporations because it's privilege, right? I just want to point out actual factual numbers on real minorities. Right? Just because what does minority mean? Let's not change the definitions because it makes them feel better, okay? So I just wanted to say, so this woman that you are all seeing on your screen and those that you are listening to looks like she could be a school teacher. She laughs like she's special. Definitely short bus material.
White person does all reparations.
Is that a kink? That has to be a kink, right? I feel like all roads lead to like that kind of thing. Like if something ever is too confusing, I just assume that it's some sort of like fetish. Like if it doesn't make sense, then there must be some kind of rocks you're getting off like by doing it. And the reason why I make fun of these people and critique these types of people is because it is, like I said, so inherently antithetical towards the direction we need to be going in, which is less division and not more. I can't speak to living life as a Black person or living life as any other minority that I am not, but I am trans and I am biracial. And the last thing to me that I ever want to be seen as is a victim. This attitude is very condescending in my opinion. It's very much actually giving me supremacist vibes, like that you can't do anything by yourself. We're here to save you. We're like the powerful white people who are going to save the little minorities who can't think for themselves, can't do anything for themselves, can't get an ID to vote. A perfect example I saw recently of this is a video where this guy was going around on a college campus asking a bunch of white people what they think of voter ID laws and is it bad to require an ID to vote. And like the things that they said were so here.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other.
How do they live? Like underground, in a hole? Like this guy is at the University of California, Berkeley. He's at Berkeley, you guys, as a student, and he's claiming that minorities don't have DMV. And they live in areas where there are no way that they can get identification. Like, how racist is that? To think that this guy is a voter, number one. And you know, he's supposed to gotta be graduating from Berkeley. Like, Jen, we should synonymize that with short bus education. I'm just saying, like, seriously, though, okay? This thing. That all minorities live somewhere, God knows where, in America, where you can't get to a DMV. I mean, I had a short stay for like 6 months in a town with 500 people, and they still had a DMV and mortar, but the DMV would send a representative every week to get shit. So I don't know, like, where are all these minorities? Racist. Wait, it gets better.
Are there places where they can get identification?
You can always get IDs if you do it over the internet. Does that also make it for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider.
What? Let me tell you something. How racist is that? So now minorities don't have access to the internet. It's too expensive and they can't get identification even online because God knows where these people at Berkeley think. And who is the minority again? Like, internet is free. They get free Obama phones, remember? Track and trace, right? And Starbucks is free. Hey, I'll tell you what. Once, because my service provider a while back, there was something with like, you know, where they would cap data and I had cheap unlimited data, but for some reason my line was capped. I couldn't even pull up a reservation on my phone. So guess what I did? I drove to a McDonald's, sat in the drive-thru to order a dollar Coke so that I can get on there and download my reservation. So again, how racist does this sound? Wait, there's more. There's way more. So apparently, just so you know, these woke individuals, same individuals you see at BLM rallies where there's more white woke people than any black people crying, are people from Berkeley that are supposedly educated that think that minorities live in places that don't have DMVs. And this guy is telling you that you have to pay for internet. And like, he's never been to like, you know, a Social Security office. Guys, I remember when I went to Social Security Administration years ago, I was waiting in line and almost everyone there drove an Escalade and had like the best phone ever. Just saying.
Provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there or like they're not informed.
This is literally racism of soft expectations. Like, you think minorities are some, but they can't get an ID to, like, everyone has an ID. And if you don't have an ID, you can get it online. You can get it, like, it's $20 at a DMV. People don't have less or more access to getting an ID based on the color of their skin. These are the same people that will say other people are in reality. Look what you actually think of people of color. I just cannot. With all that being said, the key in life is just treating people like you're equal. That's it. Please do that. Please just be kind to people for who they are, what they look like, or what they think. That's all. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe to this channel as well as my second channel. I'll put an annotation somewhere on the screen. Your son is a white.
Okay, I had to show you the TikTok video of the site. This was so good. Okay, you have to listen to this.
All the control, but it came out amazing. I'm so happy about it. After you definitely go watch the music video. It is such a treat. But with that being said, I just had to talk about it. So let's move on to the video. Okay, so this first one has gone viral on Twitter because of how fucking cringe it is. This is a mom who is upset and worried that her son is a white male. Tragic.
Hi there. My name is Sarah.
This little cutie is my son, Bennett.
As you can see, my son is a white male. So here are some books that I bought to help prevent him from growing up to be awful.
That's so fucked up. There is something so insidious and toxic about being so knee deep in like woke ideology that you assume that your son is going to be an awful person simply by virtue of his skin color. And it perfectly highlights that this is the type of mindset that is so antithetical and opposite toward the direction we actually should be going in as a society, which is that skin color does not matter. Character does matter. And also, I just feel bad for this baby that he's going to grow up. No ass mom did this TikTok. Like, some of y'all that are parents and put content out with your kids need to really out. I can only imagine growing up and like learning there's this viral video of me from ago that of my mom acting a fool like that. Embarrassing.
Starting out strong, we have C is for consent. Predatory, but it's a picture book that goes into detail about consent with your body, with family.
I think that that's an important thing to teach kids. Obviously, consent is a very important thing to teach. But why specifically because he's white? Like, I understand.
Because I'm raising a feminist, we've got A is for Awesome, 23 inspirational women. Next, we have I Clean Like Daddy. There's even a page in the end where the whole family is cleaning together to show that it's not just mom and sister's job. Finally, we have Except When They Don't, a book about boys and girls liking whatever they want, regardless of their gender.
So I'm actually not mad at any of the virtues taught in those books. Like, I don't see them as toxic. Although the raising your child to be a feminist thing is a bit extra for me. I mean,
so that's what is dominating the United States of America. We have people being pulled out of school meetings for against CRT. We have woke people demonstrating just how racist they are. But what's more insane, right, is that none of us are talking about near the news. Yeah, we're talking about news. These are the news that are dominating our cycle when we should be talking about, holy shit, what is going on in the world? Right now, the United Kingdom has really pulled out, you know, all they haven't stopped. They're now going to be documenting almost 500,000 people. They're going to be kicking them out. They've invaded Russian water, you know, maritime space. They're building new, you know, bases. That's very big. North Korea said, fuck no, we're not talking, right? I don't want to see you now or ever. See ya. Bye. Right? We've got busy. New lockdowns coming down. Right? Sounds coming in, right? The Ivory Coast Prime Minister is sentenced to life over plot coup. Did you hear about that one? Right. So apparently, he has been the Prime Minister Soro in absentia, meaning not there, has been found guilty and, you know, looking to see and if taken in for an attempted coup against President Alassane Ouattara. No joke. He was the former prime minister of the Ivory Coast. That is happening too. These are the things that are happening. He was the Ivory Coast prime minister between 2007 and 2012. And now he was identified as being the leader of the patriotic movement, has been in exile, living in exile. And he's been sentenced for over 20 years and fined $7.5 million because he got caught money laundering. Now, this guy who's living in exile in Europe, who's been tried in his own country for money laundering, had also announced that he will be running for president while he was in Europe. I kid you not. That happened. Now he's been given a life sentence. So you have to think of yourself. If there's a warrant out for his arrest by the Ivory Coast, and the Ivory Coast bends the knee to the European Union, where is this Ivory Coast prime minister going? That's right. Exactly. That's what's happening right now around the world. Crazy ass shit. That you would think, what is happening in this era? The anti-homophobia bill is getting pushed back by the Vatican, apparently, saying that Italy's parliament is going to undermine the church's right to freedom if they push an anti-homophobia bill. Now, the title sounds, well, church says love everyone. What's your problem? Well, no. See, the bill says other things. See, this is how the news distract people and only a little fraction of what's really going on. This anti-homophobia bill is going to allow them to arrest people as hate crimes. So let's say you're walking down the street, or let's say Tori's walking down the street, and I'm in Milan and I want to go to Gucci because it's July and there's a Saldi going on. That's when they usually have the best sales, is July, just so you know. And I want to get this really nice Bardot bag that is normally, you know, 2,000 euros. I want to go in there and get it for 250 bucks. And so there's a guy who is in front of me and decides he's going to cut in front of me. And I tell him, hey, diva, move it. That's racist. Suddenly, Tori's in cuffs because that was a hate crime against someone who is a homosexual. That's very interesting. So this is what is really happening. So the Vatican is pushing back on it only because this will cause mass, it will open up the doors to mass arrests, and the church will not be able to protect their own. Just let that percolate for a second too. Now, speaking of lockdowns, we did talk about the climate change lockdown. I mean, they did give you the statistics of how air quality was better and how emissions were less because everyone was locked in their house. Sounds good. But this Delta variant is making all these nations lock down people. They're putting them in quarantine if they've been exposed to the Delta variant. You know what's really weird is, like, so now they have identified the Delta variant, but we still don't have an original live virus of the original COVID. And apparently the FDA thinks that the tests aren't really valid, but apparently there's a Delta variant that they've identified, but no one's actually seen the original or the Delta variant. So this is really confusing, right? It's very, very confusing. Very confusing. And in this time of confusion, we have nations around the world seeking leaders that will take them out of the slump. Do you remember Marine Le Pen, right? She was considered to be the French version of President Trump. Well, she may indeed run for president and take it from the co-prince. She may indeed take it from the co-prince. So we're seeing a rise in conservative movements globally right now by conservative persons. It's super, it's a super big deal, okay? It's a very, very big deal. And what else is a big deal? Duterte out in the Philippines, right? Where he's like, he was a dictator, killing all, you know, if you were a drug dealer, he would just shoot you. He would just be like, just kill him. We don't care. And they were calling him a Trump. Well, now he's mandating vaccines. He's like, we'll stab you wherever you are if you haven't gotten it. You have no choice if you're here. I don't know if you guys heard it. We're getting a really, really far, far left, really, really far, far, far right rising up. And the people in the middle are just getting lost. We are having great issues globally in regards to the way things are happening. Now, there's a lot that I wanted to tell you about today, but I can't. I may tomorrow. And this is regarding the Biden administration and what we're going to be seeing out. May. And what the audio is doing, I'm not seeing anything. Is this better? My connection is really good, but I'm trying to see, not be for me, refresh. Okay, so I guess it's just the browser. So teaser. Okay, says, can we have a teaser? Okay. And this is where my head's been these past couple of days, Georgia. What I have seen going through Hunter Biden's laptops. Remember, the first Hunter Biden article I published was in March of 20. I want to repeat that. March of 2020. Or was it April? One of the two. This is something that a lot of people missed. When did everybody get the laptop? When did I publish the article? And when did the DIA claim to have the laptop? I want you guys to do that math yourself. That's number one. Number two, within that laptop, I noticed that there's one person, one company. Obviously, we do have an entity, right? Which is the Vatican, that has played a central role on many things. While many people have dismissed or simply accepted but not evaluated the statement, out of 100 people who are human trafficked, only 40% of them, less than 40% of them, are used as sex slaves, as slaves in general, as sustenance, and just in generally abused. Other than that, of the over 60 of them out of the 100 that are used for medical experiments. What I found was a common factor over the year. One common factor over the years, you know, Hillary Clinton's foundation, Bill Gates' foundations, Epstein's foundations, Google's foundations, Netflix foundations, Walmart foundations, Harvard, Yale, NIH, nations, Saudis, Qataris, you name anybody with big pockets. One thing they are doing is throwing a ton of money into medical research. So if you think that this is the only vaccine that has caused you harm, you're wrong. This is the vaccine that kicks off what they've been planning. This is the time that they kick off what we're planning. And boy, you'd be very surprised to see just how many people are involved. You'll see them arise as friends with people that you can't even fathom. I know a lot of you were shocked about what Greg said, but you'll be surprised what they have on Greg and others. It's very important that you pray and you take a look as if you're standing on the moon. That's the stuff that I've seen, aside from a very dysfunctional family, cousins having relations, kiddie porn, regular porn, crack whores, meth whores, money being exchanged, is that I saw that, damn, that same person is involved. All of these, from Africa, China, Europe, the Middle East, the United States, South America, it's all about medical experimentation. It is the most horrific thing that I kind of let sink in today. As I drank my coffee, I was going through a few things. I was just like, damn.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And you know, while everybody wants to make Hunter Biden a mastermind, he's totally not. He's under conservatorship. Even the person that he worked with, hired by his dad. Okay? That money was going back to Joe, back to Obama, back to the foundation. He had nothing. That, you know, in essence, bad for Hunter Biden. Even though he's committed atrocious crimes, I actually feel bad for him because that's also a boy that was born into this world with his eyes wide open, ready to be loved and hugged and, you know, supported by his own family. Think about that. He was once a little boy who had his mom, his dad, and loved them and was excited about them. And was excited about life. You have to think about it. Just how tragic this is. Okay? He wanted love. Nothing more than that. His mother was taken away. His sister was taken away. Right? And then his dad paid for his college, so he pretty much walked right in. Always tried to make his dad proud of him, always, and always failed. And he was reminded of what a failure he was every single day. It was such a failure that, you know, he fell into drugs. His brother, Bo, was, you know, Joe's favorite. Corrupt as shit. Attorney general. Had a wife that was an addict. Kids that were going nuts. So they created a foundation too, the Bo Biden Foundation. You should take a look at that. Bo was in charge of Hunter. Bo was Joe's pride and joy. Couldn't get more corrupt than that. More corrupt than that. Couldn't. Hunter was trying to some pat on his back, some appreciation, and never got it. That's why he was always with whores. And believe it or not, this morning as I was going through some emails and then some texts, I realized he was really upset with his dead brother's wife for having sexually explicit photos of her own children on there, right? And that show that the child pornography that we have found, you know, obviously was not exclusive to Hunter. Because like I've said before, we have a lot of devices in one device. He would go through these, you know, panic spells and these realizations. He was always trying to find himself. He would fall into the pockets of indulgence with sex with whores and paying them through Venmo, because it's okay to pay for crack and whores on Venmo. But he never had any money. Hunter was extremely abused as a kid. He's not stupid. He's actually quite intelligent and seems to always be in a bind. He probably has a shit ton of ADD too. But, you know, reading it, it's just, it broke my heart because I saw the same person connected to all those atrocious experiments that Epstein had conducted in Ethiopia, with Tedros overseeing most of them. The atrocious experiments they conducted in Haiti, in South Africa, in Zambia, in Burkina Faso, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in the Congo, in the outskirts of Saudi Arabia. The fact that that one person appeared out of nowhere in every single big deal that he was facilitating was something that made you go, hmm. And what's weird, that guy is super good friends with the Pope. Not a lot of people can say that. Not a lot of people can have an in to the Vatican. And then yesterday, he asked me about a siren. And what I thought was, you know, because I'm going to be busy, especially this weekend, I'll post pictures, I promise. That I could share some of it so you guys can do a little bit of digging, because it's quite an important thing for you guys to take that. And I was actually so impressed that someone kind of found it too. I was like, are you kidding? Did you just put that there? I'm like, the people that I have seen online that are so incredibly smart, such great diggers, and I'm like, there you go. That's why we are the news. You guys are incredibly intelligent. You have the ability to get anything done. Anything done. You don't need Fox. You don't need researchers. You are the news. And I wasn't going to be talking about this company that's based in Ireland, but I thought maybe someone will see something that I've missed. I've been following them since they sprouted out in 2017. And I thought I would share the sirens. You know, they mesmerize people, right? Sailors. I'd like to share this with you. You can see it yourself. Let's see if we can play their introductory video too. Give me a second. Let's see. Here we go. This is their website. As you can see, it says search-based investigative intelligence, keeping people, assets, and networks safe.
Search technologies have revolutionized the world by giving billions of people instant access to answers they need. Relevant search results at your fingertips, quickly and easily. It's a given. This is not the case in law enforcement, national security, or cybersecurity. We're still swiveling our chairs to many systems to search for and manually connect data. Siren delivers a modern search experience for all users, whatever their skill level, through the world's only search-centric investigative intelligence platform. Through mobile, simple desktop search, or through the most advanced link analysis and dashboards, we link classified, public record, open source, forensics, dark web, and vendor data through a single search experience. Our search is engineered for the demands of investigators with secured, controlled, and audited access with you in control. Siren is the only Elasticsearch native investigative platform on the market suited to big data search and investigative intelligence, delivering solutions up to 10 times faster than traditional products.
Doesn't seem like a problem, right? This is a shadow net on a small scale, considered a cool vendor for analytics and data science. This is what they do. They collect all your information and then splurt out a profile. You want to predict things, anomalies and behaviors and postings? Do you want to see if someone made a big purchase or a small purchase? Do you want to see if they got a new job, right? Did they get married, new girlfriend, new boyfriend, new phone number? Who this? This is it. This is what they can do. Now you can sign up too. You can see who, what, when, and where. All of you can see who, what, when, and where. It's a pretty incredible world out there, and it's not for the best. What we need to hope for is that the world will heal. Now today, I just thought I'd give you an update, as no matter how bad you think our nation is, there's a lot of things going on outside of our borders that we need to keep in mind. It won't touch us now, but October is approaching. And now as we see everyone focusing on Putin's regime being changed, you got to look to Turkey for a second. Now I'll be dropping an article tomorrow morning, and hopefully that'll have more insight on what's coming on the Hunter Biden laptop. I won't reveal that one individual just yet. I am waiting for the right consolidation of that one individual in regards to information, because you can't be introduced to someone new and just accept it. You have to understand them. So I'll have to write out a few articles and drop them all at the same time, so that way people can read the main one and then other things of this person you've never even heard of. That's quite important. On that note, I know it's a short show, but I do have to have the technicians come into my little studio corner here to put up the wires. So I will be with Millie this weekend, though, in Georgia. We'll be in the peach, in a peachy place. So I will be putting that out for you. I want you to keep your eyes open, your heart open, and most of all, trust me. If it sounds off, it pretty much is.
Peace in your heart, and know that it is love. And this place could be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel there's no room. There are ways there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place. You and for me. If you want to know why, there's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. Fear or dread, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing. To make a better world, to make a better world. Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. In the dream where we're conceited, we'll reveal a joyful face. And the world we once believed in will shine again in grace. Then why do we keep strangling life from this earth, crucify its soul? Though it's plain to see this world is heavenly, be God's glow. We could fly so high, let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you all, my brothers and sisters. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. See the nations turn their souls into flashes. We could really get there if you cared enough for the living. Make a little space to make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, to make a better place for you and for me. Oh, there are people dying. If you care enough for the living, so make a better place for you and for me. You and for me. You and for me. You and for me. You and the world we live in. Save it for our children. The world we live in, save it for our children.